This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As the warm, dry weather continues to stick around, farmers are taking advantage of it and are busy in the fields with harvest. Today we'll be visiting with Brian Brown of Montgomery County to check in on how things are going for him and his new partnership with Vince Walsh and Mark Hughes. Brian, before we get started talking about harvest and what you've been seeing, tell us a little bit about your operation. And I know it's called North Road Farms, but family operation, and just share some of the details.
Thanks for joining us today. We're up here on our northern farm and kind of just getting started, have a minor setback here, but everything's going pretty good. Yields aren't exactly where we thought they would be. Corn yields aren't as good as we thought, but kind of a new venture for us this year. We're working with Mark Hughes and Vince Walsh and kind of trying to maximize our equipment and work together best of our abilities, and so far everything's been going pretty good.
And you've been farming for several years now, so any information you want to share about your family and how many acres you guys have and just kind of the story of how you got started?
I decided one day to start farming, you know. We always did a bunch of hay work and kind of some of the hay fields had petered out, and we put them into row crop, and it kind of just escalated up to where we're currently at, and then with Mark and Vince, we've got several acres to get across, and it seems like we're putting in some really long days right now, and everything's going pretty good. You know, we talk a lot, the three of us, and we make decisions jointly of which field we're going to next or which equipment we're going to use, and so far it's been a really good thing for all three of us. I think we're able to cover ground a lot faster, and the work ethic of all of us is very similar. So, you know, we put in a lot of long hours, and we're all there together. And it seemed like before when we were on our own, you were out there by yourself. And it's never a good thing to be out in the field by yourself. And now, you know, with the three of us here together, it kind of really helps things keep moving.
I was talking to Mark a little bit when I first got here, and he mentioned one of the problems that farmers are facing right now is not having enough help during this busy season. So I imagine with the three of you, that's been a really big benefit.
Yeah, it's good that, you know, with Mark and Vince, I don't have to worry about what they're doing. You know, they make the decisions on their own farm, and when they're on my farm, I know they're going to treat it just like they do their own. And you know, both are excellent operators, and it's just really nice to be able to work with guys you don't have to worry about what they're doing.
Definitely, I can see how being able to trust someone makes a really big difference when you're working with them. And I know you said you all have a certain role that you play, so do you want to kind of talk about that a little bit and explain who's responsible for what?
Yeah, my brother and I, we run the trucks and kind of coordinate the trucks. Mark pretty well is on the grain cart, and Vince pretty well runs things from the combine. And then, you know, we're continually talking throughout the day on the two-way radios and coordinating this or that and how many trucks we need to use or which grain carts we need. And, you know, like I said, so far things have just worked out really, really well.
Well, great to hear. And anything you want to share with us about the whole growing season? Did you have any problem with disease in your corn? You think what was the main effect for not seeing the yields that you wanted? If you could maybe just talk to that a little.
Sure, yeah. We had a very diverse year. I mean, June was dry and a lot of corn seen a lot of stress in June. And then all of a sudden, 4th of July, everything cut loose and started raining and markets went the wrong way for us. And, I mean, just things started changing not for the better. A lot of disease showed up. The fungicide sprayed fields are definitely yielding better this year. We're seeing them being 20 to 30 bushel better where they're sprayed with fungicide. The fields that were not sprayed with fungicide, there's a lot more disease. The corn plants aren't as standing as well and not as healthy. So fungicide has definitely paid off this year. The fungicide fields are staying a little bit wetter. They're hanging in the low 20s, where the ones that aren't sprayed with fungicide are, you know, we're getting down there 15, 16, so we're really getting dry.
And I know we're working on corn right now, but I assume you've got some beans to harvest later.
comments about those.
Yeah, I know some guys have started cutting beans. We don't have any ready yet. Mark and I have the balance of the beans on the farm. Vince doesn't have any beans. He's all corn. But with that, the beans aren't quite ready yet. We're guessing they're another couple weeks off for us. But otherwise, just rolling along on corn harvest.
Sounds good. About how much do you think you have left? How far along are you?
We're not halfway yet.
All right. Well, good luck, Brian. Anything else that we haven't mentioned yet?
No, just it's really, really good when neighbors can get together and help each other get their work done. And it's, like I said, it's really working good for us.
Brian Brown of North Road Farms in Montgomery County. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.